Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of this very important podcast. Today we're going to be exploring the states of death. So, when the human body dies, when the spirit leaves, when the soul leaves, three possible states can occur. In principle, there are three, but we're going to be going through two of them. So let's go through them one by one. And keep in mind that this podcast is related to the next one. So if you listen to the next one, you're gonna have to understand this one to the best level. So the first state is the regression or falling back. This one is extremely rare, but we're just gonna mention it briefly because we're gonna be going through two other states. So this state, you know, just to talk about it, is when the soul regresses. It falls back to its starting point. It levels down. It goes one level down. And in old sayings, people used to warn, don't do this, don't do that, or you're turned into stone. This symbolizes the soul being pushed all the way back to the mineral level of existence. So the lowest form of existence. It's a kind of spiritual reset. Basically like erasing progress because it's so uncommon and not very relevant for us. We won't spend too much time on it, but it is when you fall back starting point and you lose all your progress. Now we're going to go through the first main state, the circular or repetitive movement of the soul. Now, we come to the first major state, as I said before, and this one is very common. That is why we're going to be talking about it first. So picture this. A person is born, grows up, goes to school, makes friends, you know, finishes school, graduates, maybe university, finds a job, starts earning money, marries or doesn't, you know, might have children. And then, you know, they work, maybe get a better house, better job, grows old, maybe makes a family or doesn't, and eventually dies. It's a routine life. And the truth is, and you know that too, that more than 90% of people live this way. In my case, almost everyone I know lives this way. They go through the motions, but there's no deep self-discovery, no search for wisdom, no pursuit of awareness, of a higher meaning of life. It is all materialistic, all superficial. There is no soul behind living. And yes, there may be changes along the way, like, as I said before, buying a better car, moving to a bigger house, switching jobs, but these are surface changes. That is called transformation. It is all superficial. The real question is, did the soul evolve? Did you reach a higher meaning of life, a higher meaning of existence? Did you find yourself? Do you know who you are, or did you just live a life that was given to you, not a life that you deserve? So, did the soul evolve? Transformation means change on the outside. Evolution means growth on the inside. In this state, the soul simply goes in a circle. What does that mean? It starts from one point, makes a full loop, and ends up exactly where it began. So materially, there may be success, but spiritually, there are no changes. Absolutely nothing changes. And when you die, when you are reborn, when you return back to this world, you start from zero and you repeat the exact same life over and over and over again. That's why we sometimes call this life a life of instinct, similar to animals who also live through a cycle of eating, sleeping, reproducing, and dying. Humans may add education or careers or, more meaning to the superficial life. But without awareness, the soul remains at the same level. Now I'm gonna be mentioning a poem just so you can have an idea of what this means, because I think that the highest form of knowledge comes from poetry. The wise are the center point of the compass of existence, but love knows that in this circle they remain wandering. This means that people who live only by intellect and only by reason, without love or deeper truth, remain stuck. Just like a compass, it goes round and around and around. There is no stopping point, then there is no beginning. There is only cycle, one cycle, which is meaningless. They live carefully, rationally, and doing what everyone else does. But in the end, they're still in the circle, wandering without progress. That is why. But love knows that in this circle, they remain wandering. Because the people who live with love, with deeper meaning, know that these people will always remain wandering, just like a compass. This is the first main state of death, the circular movement of the soul. Now we're going to be talking about the second main state, the evolutionary or upward movement of the soul. Now this second state is different, I think you can tell by the name, and it's far more meaningful than the first main state. In this state, which applies to everyone listening to this podcast and everyone who takes this podcast seriously, the soul doesn't simply circle back to where it started. Instead, it rises, it grows. Just like a balloon, it floats up to the sky. But the difference between a balloon and the soul is there is no limit for the soul. You rise up and you keep going up. Here, life is not just about survival or routine. The routine I talked about before. It's about awareness. It's about self-discovery, love, and wisdom. A deeper meaning of life. And each experience, whether joyful or painful, becomes a step towards higher consciousness. In this state, the person doesn't live life on autopilot. He does not think about the family, the job, you know, buying a better house, my friends, you know, the dramas. They search, they question, and they grow spiritually. They may face struggles and challenges, but they use them to evolve. This is evolution. Unlike transformation, which is just surface change, which is just materialistic, evolution lifts the soul to a new level of existence, to a higher level of existence. So when death comes, the soul doesn't simply repeat the old cycle, you know, being born, growing up, going to school, you know. It carries growth, awareness, and love forward. It ascends. Now keep in mind, you can live and have this routine of growing up, going to school, you know, getting a job, buying a better house. But the difference between people who live this routine and people who live this routine with love, with pursuing a higher meaning of life, is enormous. There's a huge difference between them, and this is the difference I talked about. So no, it is not bad if you go through this routine. It is bad if you go through this routine without having a higher pursuit of life, without being aware. Now, just to top this episode off, I want to answer a question which most of you may have asked. What if a man doesn't finish his mission, or maybe his what he was sent to do in his life? So what if he dies early? What if he lives to the age of 25, 17, 31, and then he dies? This man is reborn. From the fairness of the universe, he is given a life, a chance to return and finish his accomplishment. and do his job. But the difference is, he is born with consciousness. What does that mean? He is born with maturity. As he grows up, he will see the difference between himself and the others, because he will have the memory of his life before in his soul. He will be smarter than the others. He will see deeper meaning in his life. He will understand that he has been returned for a reason. It is like, imagine, a kid is in another country. He is in year 5. He moves to another country. Will he remain in year 5 or will he return back to kindergarten? No, he's gonna continue from year 5. He's gonna continue where he left on. It is the exact same situation here. When a person lives and dies at a young age without fulfilling his destiny, he will be given another life. He will be given a chance and he will be reborn, and he will have the maturity he died with in his past life, which will be stamped in his core's memory, in his soul's memory. Now, to summarize what we've talked about today, the rare state, the first state I ever mentioned, is regression, falling back and returning to the lowest form of existence. And then the first main state is circular movement, living a routine life without evolution, without spiritual ascension. The second main state is evolutionary movement. It is living with awareness, where the soul rises to a higher level. And the choice ultimately is ours. In the end, will we live in circles, repeating the same patterns, or will we evolve and open the doors to ascension? In the next episode, which is tied to this one, we'll be talking about the measurements necessary to reach the second main state, which is the evolutionary movement. And we're going to be talking about the requirements you need to have for each state and what to do to have these requirements. Thank you so much for listening once again to this podcast. And don't forget, everything said in this podcast is nothing but nothing except the truth.